Okay, so recording is on.
And until I just joined, it's Andy. Yeah. The PTL meeting was running late, so I think that just finished. So you should have some more folks joining on.
Yeah, it could be good. Good. Okay, then let's give 2 more minutes.
Hope yeah, so. Probably a good idea.
Sure.
Anthony, can you add another item to the agenda, please? If we have time.
Yeah, sure. At least we can do that. So
it's related to item number 1, and that is the evolution of the data model in R3.
Item number 1? You sure that it is an item number 1?
That's item number 2.
I said it's related to item number 1. And that is the evolution of the R3 data model and so on.
Yeah. So, Alex, just let me, you know, just to introduce the items to the people. We actually have today 2 items to discuss. One, relatively simple. All these questions about differences between data models, what the model that called R2 data model and Sol 001, Shi Tao and Victor volunteered to explain the differences. So that would be the first item of today's meeting. And the second one is going to be the presentation of Andy Meyer about ONAP modeling collaborative approach. For those of you who've been, you know, around for like months or 2, this one will look like a good old friend. It's just because it is. Actually, this approach is very similar to what's been presented last time under the name Option 1 approach. And it was supposed to be presented to TSC last week. And what happened is that a day, like a couple of days before the TSC call, the list of participants in this approach extended. Nokia and Ericsson joined the proposal, and there were also some.
Well, we did. We spent some time with the option 2 participants and the option 1 participants together, and kind of provided a lot of clarity around exactly what the approach for ONAP needs to be. That satisfies the needs of the participants in both approaches. You know, particularly Nokia and Ericsson have been very helpful in helping us, you know, refine a joint proposal based on their concerns, and we tried to document that in this. It's still different than option 1. It's not the same as option 1, but it kind of takes the best of both worlds of both options and makes sure that everyone's needs are met. Huawei, I think they've looked at this, but we haven't received any formal feedback. I don't know if anyone from Huawei is on the call here, but it'd be good to get feedback from Huawei as well. And I think that's part of what we want to do today.
Yeah, absolutely. ZTE as well.
Shitao's here. Yep. And ZTE. Yep. Yeah. So we just want to really broaden the exposure of this proposal. And hopefully it's a way we can at least commonly move together for Casablanca.
Yeah, and first to the TSC. Because the TSC call, the last TSC call, it's just been decided then that, you know, just because some changes have been made without being presented to that forum, it was decided just to present to show this presentation once again to.
Yeah. So let's get feedback.
Yeah.
Let's get feedback today, and I believe we're gonna, you know, based on any feedback we have, if there's any updates or if anyone else wants to sign on for this, that's awesome. But we'll be presenting this to the subcommittee tomorrow, the modeling subcommittee tomorrow. Yeah. And then you know, once the subcommittee has eyes on it, we can present it back to TSC on Thursday. Yeah. That's kind of the plan. But if we have time at the end, Alex, we can definitely talk about evolution because I think that ties into our proposal as well, is understanding evolution of the internal model.
Yeah, so I can see that the participants list has been like doubled the last minute. I guess the folks switching over from the PTL school. So maybe we can just get started right now.
Andy, Anatoly, before you started, let me just clarify here. There's the procedures for the community to understand how we can get consensus. First of all, we need this interest group to get the summary of the discussion, like consensus over the discussion about the proposals. Here is some of the company are working offline to bring one of the proposal here. So that is the reason we need this team to discuss this proposal. And after today's call, tomorrow, our modeling subcommittee needs to review Anatoly, your interest group's summary of the discussion, and we will see whether we have additional comments for this proposal. Once we get approved, if we get approved, yes, tomorrow in the modeling subcommittee call, then we will bring this to the TSC for the formal approval. So this is the procedure.
Then just one question, okay? The reason that we get two options on the table of TSC is that we kind of failed to get the approval for each of them, right? And so maybe the formal approval is not the prerequirement, not the expected outcome of the today and tomorrow calls. Sharing ideas, sharing concerns, yes, but the idea is still going to be presented to TSC. That's how I see it.
Yeah, so we'd like to get as much feedback and more eyes on the proposal, and that's the reason for today. So please provide feedback during this call. If you have feedback after this call, please send me an email. If you could, by noon Eastern today, so we can get all those comments kind of addressed, or at least we can have a discussion around them, even if it's via email. So we can at least walk into tomorrow's modeling subcommittee call and use the time wisely there. So please, if you have any additional concerns, please voice them today so that we don't spend a lot of time debating tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we have time now. Let's have the discussion. Let's make sure everyone has a good common understanding, because I think we all have to walk hand in hand and make sure your own app evolves in an appropriate fashion.
Yeah, right. And by the way, for those who just don't manage to jump into the discussion or suddenly have some interesting thought after we have the discussion, I created a page on Wiki on these call minutes. This is the last, at the very bottom of the minutes of the call. You will see the link on this page. You can just go over this page and share your concerns in written. Maybe we can start our discussion offline from that page. So that's all.
Yeah. Right. So I think we encourage lots of comments to talk today. And we still, modeling subcommittee has a larger scope and more participants than here. So we still have a
again, we're the key stakeholders here. So the people on this call are the key stakeholders, and it's very important that the people on this call support the approach, because it's the approach we need to take for this specific piece of work. I understand that the modeling subcommittee has a broader scope, and that's great, but these are the key stakeholders. So let's make sure we get the technical comments or any other comments or concerns addressed during this call, if at all possible.
During the TSC call, there are other options have been discussed. I mean, not just these two key holders. I mean, there are also other options, proposals discussed in the TSC. So, but anyway, we encourage everybody to call here. And still, most subcommittee has a larger scope. We are discussing this again tomorrow.
Okay. So, Victor Chital, are you ready to go? The mic is yours. Yeah, so I'm stop sharing. You can take over the presentation.
Victor, are there?
Sorry, I missed a job, so let me share my screen. Can you see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay. So I just give a quick comparison that between R2 data model and SUI. So I just want to compare these two things from two parts. One is the enhancement that in R2DM based on SUI, and secondly is that trimmed in SUI that R2DM that trimmed as SUI in Beijing release. So that two part. One is the enhancement. First is the DTAP that will profile enhancement. That maybe I think every participant already know that. So that is why we to enhance this is because OpenStack implementation requires some kinds of information, but currently the SUI cannot satisfy this. So we need to add more information about that. So this is also the I think is needed from Volta and VCP use case for to create a virtual link if we want to instantiate VNF and VL on the OpenStack. So the second one is add the inject files. So this is the VCP use case requirement. So I think maybe this is already maybe a same format that in F11 is boot data. I'm not sure, but it seems like this is the same functionality. So third one is add the user data inject file properly in computer node. This is also for VCP use case. So same, this is also, I think, is same with boot data. So the last one is add the VNIC tab, VNIC name and VNIC tab property in VDOCP node. So this, I think, already covered by the F11, but I forgot to say the VNIC name you look for, but this is just a difference, I think. So the second one is that trimmed in SUI for R2DM. So first is scaling and deploying flavor and affinity is not implemented. So I think the during the December discussion, the scaling and the multi deployment flavor is still not decided in R2, so we didn't implement that. The second one is modifiable attributes extension that all of this is empty, but so SDC doesn't support that, so we will not implement this. So that's all the comparison between R2DM and so on. So any questions?
Yes, Victor. So Lin Hao sent out a whole list of things that VCP use case, and I mean the one that Kang is driving, will depend on. Some of these things you're kind of addressing here, like the inject file or whatever, but there were some requirements around having the cloud init related parameters and other things, and I believe it's already in our model, but not in the SOL 001. So I just want to make sure that we recognize that and don't do anything silly like get rid of that in the process.
Yeah, I know the cloud init. That cloud init maybe is, I discussed with Lian Hao, maybe in R2, Lian Hao has a workaround about that. So, but the cloud init is not implemented in R2. So this comparison just R2DM is not the, I think is the further discussion that it, between the R2 and R3.
So Lin Hao said that it was implemented in R2. So, okay, all I'm asking is we need to kind of reach some consensus on this topic. VCP.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that, I think.
Okay, good.
So, and by the way, the VCP is still want to use R2DM to R3, right?
Well, so what we want to do is we want to minimize the disruption. So we want to use as much of the R2 data model as we can, but where there has been an official decision on the SOL side we want to switch to using that approach. But if Sol hasn't decided something, then we need to continue doing what we're doing until there is a decision.
Okay.
And I think there is a decision, at least from the... I keep seeing some emails flying around on the Sol side, actually, about cloud init. So we need to just figure out where that's going to stop. Then you might have some more... Ten, you might have some more insight into that. I saw at least a couple of emails where you were listed on the recipient list too.
Yes, Anax, I received that email, but I think we for that part, I think we may need to follow the IC rule, right? I think you need to have some document and a contribution directly to Soldier One if you think you know something's reasonable for the IC side. You can directly have the contribution and list your reason.
Well, we will do that at some point. But all I'm saying is that for ONAP to work and the ONAP use cases to work, we're going to have to experiment here first, figure out what works across all use cases, then submit the change.
The thing I wanted to say is that because you cannot just say that ONAP implement that and then you say you want to propose to IC, because you know if we just give such reason, IC will not you know fully understand the reason for change and they will not accept that. So what I want to suggest that you can propose some technical reason, and so we can discuss in the IC in FE side.
Sure.
Okay. So that kind of clarified. So we are going to do further assessment of these and make a recommendation back to Etsy based on each bullet item.
I mean, we can make recommendations. I'm just saying, for Casablanca to succeed, the show has to go on.
Absolutely. But I'm wondering how we tie. Are we going to also tie the recommendations back to Etsy?
We have to. I don't see any reason. We should not avoid that. That should be part of the process.
Okay.
But what I'm suggesting, what I'm suggesting is that we actually build something first, see if it works well, then suggest something to Etsy for the general purpose case.
So is the plan to make sure, going back to like the PTL discussion, so is the plan here to make sure that all these items are are they going to be included, or are they currently included in VNF SDK? Are they also included in the model that SDC produces? So do we need to work those items?
I think we need to work those items and double check.
Yeah.
So Victor, I think you already implemented this part in SDC already.
So you mean the bullet one?
Yes.
Yes. Already implement.
So all those enhancements in the first bullet are implemented in SDK. But are they part of the onboarding package? I mean, are we talking onboarding package first, or are we talking the internal model?
Andy, the VNF descriptor classes, I believe, have been updated to include the changes. VNF SDK is a validation tool. So it will go and check and make sure things are okay.
So right. So maybe the VNF SDK currently is just a validation. Maybe if this is maybe the further validation is needed, a semantic validation, I think. So here's just a implement the SDC, I think.
Wait, guys.
Don't care about that.
The first bullet. Are these the enhancement for R3 or is that part of R2?
Part of R2.
So we need to start. These are also in R3, right, Victor?
So if R3 still use R2, I think it's same. So you guys remember. We already added the review as this changes
Can I make a suggestion? And maybe we should stop talking about R2 and R3 data models. Maybe we should talk about the versions we use for different releases of Casablanca. Because I think there needs to be continuity between what we did in R2, what we're going to do in R3, what we're going to do in R4. We can't just do cliffs, right? So if we had something in R2, unless there was an agreement with Sol on how to solve that problem, we should carry those changes forward.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So
Victor, let me just say, first one, let's go through bullet by bullet. Bullet 1.2, the data type VL profile enhancement, that's now, I believe, covered by Etsy with the VL virtual link data file profile. I think that's right. Can you update the slide? So at least we can go back and double check, but at least I know that. Now, bullet 1.2, it covered by Etsy boot data that you have there. We need to double check. Now, bullet 3, user data, inject file. Okay, same thing. You're correct on that one. The fourth one, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that, but if you confirm, then we can say, okay, that's covered by Etsy 245. So those...
For that, I've checked. For the number 4, I just checked the latest version for IFA 2.4.5 cover that. They have the VNIC type. I don't know which company proposed that. I'm not sure. It's Haibing there, and maybe he knows more about those information.
So here's a good news. Good news is that Etsy trying to catch up with ONAP. So now, from this is the baseline. And then what Alex suggests is from this baseline, we need to go sync up to everything to 245 or 251 publication spec. That's all we need to say that we, for R3, for the onboarding, everything need to be sync up. Plus things that in ONAP, that unique to ONAP, we can mark that, but everything need to be sync up to 251. Plus addition to ONAP new requirement or existing requirements that Etsy don't cover. That's pretty straightforward. People can work from there. Can we agree on that?
So for Casablanca, are we saying this is the onboarding model? We have to deal with aligning to the Etsy model, but we have to get SDC to agree to that as well as, I think, SDK. BNF SDK to agree to onboard those, right? And then we also have to be able to look at the artifacts that are being passed to, like, say, VFC, and also are there any impacts on the internal model that SDC is producing and publishing in the catalog? So there's bigger impacts, but I'm not sure it's all going to be implemented in Casablanca, but it's definitely the direction that we should
head. But that's true. That's the second part. But let's agree on that, and we can build that, and then once we got something on a piece of paper, we can go to VNF SDK, we can go to SDC, go line by line, say which data type that you cannot support and what time frame you can support.
Which is exactly why we need to document what the internal model is, and we don't have that. And this R2 data model is not the internal model. This is the onboarding.
That's what I want to continue is, at Alex's suggestion, right, we should version this data model. So I suggest both the version or implementation that for the continuous. So maybe we can set the R2 DM as post here is the version 1 internal data model, because RDM already...
No. We can't, though, because it's not used. It's not what's being produced by SDC. It's not what SO is utilizing. It's not what's stored in AI. We need an internal data model that's actually documented. RDM, it's already documented in the SDC AID.
I think what I'm saying, let's be very clear. What I'm saying is that we need to facilitate the work around the data model independent of the releases that we do. So we should continue doing what we need to do to define an end-to-end data model and work as fast as possible.
Exactly.
At the same time, and along the way, when you do conversion thing.
What I said is the R2DM already implemented in SDC, and any RS supports that, and the VFC or other can use this model to do the instantiation. That's all. So that's what.
I think we need to enhance the R2 data model. We need to make sure the R3 data model corresponds with what SDC is actually producing and publishing, right? And let's make sure that we have that well documented. And I don't believe the R2 data model is the well-documented version of what SDC is actually producing. We need to make sure that these models all converge.
So then we
it's already documented.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dangley.
Yes, I heard a discussion here. I'm just what I heard. So the Victor said it's already supported by the SDC in the R2. It's not just onboarding. And it's also documented.
It's onboarded in SDC, then it's passed as an artifact. It's only an onboarding artifact is all that this model really is. At least that's my
understanding. No, it's not artifact. It's not artifact.
Is Michael on the line?
Do you know?
Do we have anyone from SDC?
If you check the code, it's not an artifact, right? So if you check the code, you can check the Gerton reviews. So I think both Alex and his team is in the reviewers. So this is not artifacts.
Did you update the Tosca solution that's being produced by us? So you're saying that you updated the Tosca that's being produced by SDC to include these items. That's already been done?
Yeah.
Okay, Victor, can you point me and Lynn Howe at the changes so that we can go and make sure that we don't screw up on the VCP side?
So during the R2DM verification, I send you the...
if it's that, then I covered it. Then we're okay.
I can send you the again, right?
No, don't do it. If it's that exercise, I reviewed it. It's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Victor, if you confirm to us that SDC support the R2 data model Tosca types, I want to make sure, Tosca type that we all agree back in March. Of course, there are some that we said we can't do implement right away, but if all those data types that the SDC are supporting, then I can say yes. They are supporting some of the Sol 001 data types, types already. We just need to continue to enhance it and make corrections to those existing one and expand the one that they did not have on R2. So, Victor, is SDC support the R2 types that's listed in the... Okay, then Andy, I think...
I want to get... Because that's not my understanding. I want to make sure that we have SDC validating that.
Okay, so we can double check that with Michael and confirm. Okay, let's...
I can provide the character commits that I give you guys if you can check that. I really suggest that everyone check the codes and check the SDC behavior that about the Tosca tabs that we can go on further discussion. Right? So that's all.
Okay, excellent. I wasn't aware that you actually implemented this as the output of SDC from the Tosca.
At the end of release two, we made changes to SDC. And Michael was aware of it. Michael reviewed them. I reviewed them. Victor reviewed them. 20 people reviewed them.
Okay. That's good news. Then.
That's all.
Thank you,
Alex. No, Anatoly. Sorry. Go ahead.
Just before I'm giving the microphone to Andy, Victor, the inability of SDC to onboard the type without properties. I guess you have opened an issue in Jira. Just checking, right?
Yeah,
okay, good. Just to make sure it is just does not disappear. Okay, good. So, Andy, it's just take it away. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get off mute. Thank you. No, that's actually good news. If you were actually able to put those changes into SDC as part of the internal data model, that's excellent. But we need to make sure that we have this well documented, well understood, because I think it's really important that all the other ONAP components are consuming the SDC data model. Can leverage the things that have been done, as well as the things that we need to change for, you know, beyond Casablanca into Dublin, et cetera. So thank you for that update. I think that provided some additional clarity that wasn't well understood before. Good news. All right, so let me just give a little background here. Can everyone see the screen? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Me, because I'm.
Yes.
Okay. I was getting a little nervous. It's like, am I alone? so we had two approaches that were presented, two options that were presented for the VNF descriptor. We have to look at this from both an onboarding as well as an internal perspective, and we went through both options and said, okay, what's in common with both options, and what's different about getting noise on the line. What's different about both options, and can we provide a collaborative approach that we can all kind of, you know, work toward for our onboarding information model and data model? And it's really important that, you know, we come together as a community to make sure that we have, you know, one common approach and work together, have one common understanding. And I see Victor's provided some updates here on the Garrett. Sorry, I'm going to grab this and copy it too, because this is really important. So we have one common approach as far as how we move forward and a common understanding as to, you know, the differences between onboarding modeling and internal modeling in the behavior of the system and why we might want to have different approaches. So we looked at both options and worked with the authors of both options to come together on a collaborative approach. And you know, I'm glad Huawei's here today. We also had a discussion about a week ago, I think it was last Tuesday, while we was on the phone too with Ericsson Nokia. So we're able to walk through the merits of both options and kind of come up with a joint collaborative option. And this is what I'd like to discuss today. And please provide any feedback as we go through. We try to keep it short and sweet. Really, there's only three slides here that are the meat of the presentation. We have one slide that talks about principles, and these are kind of, you know, why do we want to do this? What's our driving motivation? And then we have what's the actual recommendation? So what are we recommending, especially for Casablanca, even beyond Casablanca? And then what are our immediate next steps? What do we need to do, and by when? So going back to the first slide, the principles. So why do we want to do this? What's our driving motivation? And we all worked on refining these points to say, here's what our needs are. Why are we trying to do this? And first we said ONAP needs an internal data model, VNF descriptor data model, to permit its components to work predictably, consistently, and most of all, interoperate. So we need to have a common agreement as to what an internal data model for VNF descriptor should look like, what its key components are, to allow this model-driven system to work properly. The next is VNF providers need a common form for delivery to multiple orchestration platforms, including ONAP. So we want to be able to enable VNF providers to build packages, including VNF descriptors, in a common way. We don't want to have every VNF provider provide a very custom package for onboarding into ONAP, because there's other orchestration platforms out there. And it's a burden to put on VNF providers to build specialized boarding packages for every particular platform. So that's another thing we want to do is provide a common method or common form of delivery to multiple orchestration platforms. Then the third is ONAP needs to consider multiple alternatives for VNF onboarding. So it's not just Tosca, it's not just Heat. You know, it could be both of those. And we do it right now. We onboard Heat VNFs, we onboard Tosca VNFs. In the future, even Etsy's working on VNF descriptors based on Yang. So we need to be flexible and extensible and allow different types of options for onboard, which means we also need to mediate to a common model inside. So the internal data model needs to provide an ONAP optimized representation because we have specific behaviors that we're trying to drive inside ONAP. Part of what SDC can do is allow the common model that's being onboarded to be embellished to provide representation of specific ONAP functionality. So where we need to have ONAP behavior inside, we can utilize SDC to help provide and embellish the models and provide that internal representation that allows ONAP to work very quickly, but also allows us to very quickly build in functionalities inside ONAP as we need them by creating those by creating those modeling representations that we need in SDC. And then the next point is we want to have a VNF data model that's guided by Sol 001 as well as the R2 plus resource information model. So we definitely, and it sounds like we're already down that road, right? Because we have, what Victor was just describing, SDC is already producing Tosca that's already based on the information model, and that's fantastic news. We want to make sure that the semantics of the onboarding model, the requirements that are described in the onboarding model are preserved. We also want to make sure that the onboarding package, the CSAR that's provided for onboarding to ONAP, is preserved as well. We want to make sure that not only is it preserved, but also accessible by ONAP components. And it's not just the VNF descriptor, it's also the CSAR and the other artifacts that are contained in the CSAR. ONAP will have a well-defined intra-platform, inter-component integration point. So we need to look at, and that's kind of fancy, but we need to look at the integration points both inside ONAP as well as how ONAP interacts with the outside world. So it's kind of that ONAP as a black box. How does ONAP work with the outside world? As well as how does ONAP work inside? And we need to analyze all those integration points and have them supported by the internal model. But when we interact with the outside or even at particular integration points, even possibly inside, we need to understand are the places that we can understand how. Well, we actually need to document and understand how the VNF descriptor data model is applied at each one of those integration points. But specifically, we need to well document where industry standards apply at specific integration points and understand how the internal data model relates to those industry standards that might be exposed at specific integration points. So how do we do mediation adaptation at specific integration points in support of industry standards as well? So again, you need a mapping of the internal model to those industry standards to support that adaptation. Any questions on the guiding principles or comments?
I just have one question, Andy. Your bullet saying it will be guided by ETSI Sol 001 and the ONAP R2 resource information model. By that time, aren't you basing it on the ONAP release 3 resource information model?
Yeah, we need to take, we don't have a R3 information model yet, but yes. I think that's also appropriate. We did want to point to something, so we provide the linkage here. But that's a good point of clarity. And I think given on the next steps, I think we addressed this somewhere along.
Andy, I guess just a point of clarification. What we're really saying is that when we ship Casablanca, there will be corresponding versions of the VNF descriptor, network service descriptor in the future, other descriptors that are going to be publicly available to VNF developers to do development against Casablanca. And what we're kind of saying, I guess, is that we're going to do our best to make that backward compatible so that work that was done before could be supported as well, right?
We definitely want to build on the work that was done before. Absolutely.
Okay. So then,
because that's the only way to have Casablanca work, right? Because we're not making dramatic, radical changes as part of Casablanca. We need to evolve the data models. We need to evolve the functionality of the ONAP components.
The distinction I'm making is that the model changes will continue throughout the Casablanca release because they're only relevant to Casablanca and would not be usable any point before. So that's the distinction I'm making, right?
That's one good distinction. And another distinction and kind of what occurred to me with Jesse's question is even during Casablanca, during the Casablanca cycle, and maybe we need to understand what R1, R2, R3, what release data models or information models really mean. Does it really mean what we're building as part of Casablanca, or do we want to start working like the Dublin model, you know, during the Casablanca cycle, which means, and I think that's where the plus thing starts popping on, right? So I think that's why we started saying R2 plus during R2, yes. because we understood that we needed to start looking forward into Casablanca. So we added that plus on there.
I just want people to acknowledge that it's unrealistic to expect that all model changes will be done ahead of a particular milestone. I think as part of development, there'll be model implementations as well. And when they occur, they will be part of the Casablanca release, and we move on.
And we need to capture those in the modeling, yes. In addition, we can start looking forward beyond Casablanca into Dublin and start capturing information requirements so that they're ready before M1. Right? So I think that's part of our problem with modeling is we're always playing in catch-up. We need to get ahead of the curve in modeling a bit. To do that, we need to document what we're actually building, and I think we need to do a better job at that. But then we also need to say, okay, based on what we built, what are we asking for in next release? What features are we supporting? And how do we get that modeling information? And I think we really have to work, you know, with the component folks, with all the component stakeholders, to work with them on even planning for the next release. So them, architecture, et cetera. We need to do more plus release, the next release planning from a modeling perspective well before the M1 of the next release. And that's kind of the goal is this helps us get there. So thanks, Alex. Let me get to the recommendation slide here because I think it's important that we get through this. So the actual recommendation that...
Yeah, can you add that verbiage to your slide somewhere?
About working next release?
Yeah. I mean, what I just said and what you said. I think it's important to write it down.
Okay. I'm just making a note here. Basically that, right? And that should be on the previous slide, not here. All right, good point. Let's just move on so we can get through this because I think it's especially important is the recommendation. So the absolute recommendation that we're making, this team is making, is that the Sol 004, the VNF package, and the Sol 001 version 2.5.1 and heap-based packages for onboarding of VNFs into Casablanca. So we're looking at Sol 004, Sol 001, and Heat, you know, being used for onboarding into Casablanca. And that onboarding of VNF packages will be, the onboarding packages will be preserved and accessible in ONAP to support Etsy ONAP integration points of interoperability, and adapter mediation. And most importantly, we want to document an internal R3 data model for design time and runtime by M3. And again, this is guided by, and I think Victor, this is your model that you built, right? So guided by Sol 001 as well as the R2 plus design time resource data model. And then Jesse, I think this addresses your comment and the ONAP R3 information model.
So Andy, which one of those is the real, is it also guided or constrained by the current data model that much of the ONAP model-driven behavior is based upon, though that data model might not be well documented?
So you think we should add here the SDC?
Just want to make sure that, you know, we don't break model-driven behavior that's already built in SO and SDNC.
Right. Important. Yep. I think that was.
And also,
that was,
though, Andy, I think, sorry, I think you know this one it's quite similar as the. I think the first one should be the similar with this one, right? For example, in R2, we already using the R2 design time resource DM. That's the one. Victor just presented. We already use that as onboarding module, right? And I think for R3 we can have some continuity and to do some modification based on the R2 DM. So I think for the first one, we could have very similar guidance, you know, as yes, this one.
So you're saying you'd like the R2 plus, we support that for onboarding right now, the R2 plus data model, and you want,
I think the main thing is that, you know, whatever, you know, R2 DM also the one, I think, you know, I think the most important requirement is information model and a requirement, right, from use case. Like, you know, we cannot directly say that in Casablanca release, we want to support the whole, you know, whole, like a SOLIDWORKS 1 spec 2.5.1. There's a lot of things I doubt that Casablanca release can support it, like the deploying flavor and scaling or other things. I think those things only... We can list that as guidelines, right? But like you know, you also attend the PTL meeting with Michael, right? We need to describe every detail to him and let him to confirm exactly, you know, what we want to propose. So we can list all those stuff as requirement, and for detail, I think we still need some further discussion.
Yeah, and one thing I tried to put on here too is that we want to maintain this mapping of the internal data model with the onboarding models, the SOL001, as well as with the ONAP information model. We need to make sure that we keep and maintain these mappings and understand what piece parts of SOL001 are representing the internal data model, how are they represented. But we also need to make sure that whenever we document stuff in the information model, that we have a reflection in the internal data model and kind of maintain that mapping, that pruning and refactoring that might occur as well. So it's very important that we start having a little more discipline around doing that, so we can make sure that people understand, you know, which parts of the information model are actually being built and implemented versus what ones might be maturing still. But we also want to close the loop, and this goes back to the previous presentation, right? We want to close the loop and provide, you know, ONAP extensions back to Etsy for consideration as well. But this last goal that's really important is documenting the data model touch points for ONAP components that are consuming the VNF descriptor and which parts of the VNF descriptor are being consumed by those components. And that goes back to Gil's comment, right? So we want to make sure that the model-driven behavior continues to work properly, that all the ONAP components that are impacted by the VNF descriptor data model agree with the updates and changes that we're making, and that they also have an opportunity to consume those items. There might be things that we include in the data model that a particular component doesn't care about, and that's fine. They can choose to ignore it. But where we make updates that are critical for model-driven behavior, we need to make sure that, you know, the downstream ONAP components, when I say downstream, the ones that are being fed by SDC, can still work and operate based on the model that's being described.
Andy.
So again, that goes back to the previous goal. We really need to understand, you know, how ONAP components will build or are impacted by changes to the model and actually involve them in the process. We need to engage the ONAP components. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think back to the bullet one, Shitao, I think it's better to leave the way it was originally written. I would suggest to add a sub-bullet to saying that for Casablanca, the feature, supporting feature, is to be determined, right? What supporting feature of SOL001 that ONAP will be supporting or shall be supporting is to be determined. And that should should be our top priority to list that based on modeling requirements that has been identified, right? So I would say in general, we need to tell the industry which model we are. If we keep talking about multiple model, we only are going to confuse people with that statement.
So I would agree with Tim. I think we need to make a very clear distinction between what we support from the onboarding perspective and what we choose to support or ignore from the runtime perspective. So it's perfectly fine, I think, to run ahead and get the onboarding model squared away. But as we start supporting different elements of the onboarding model internally within ONAP, there may be a different cadence of support, right? Or a different schedule or a roadmap. But at least we would be able to get the industry work done, because it takes, you know what it takes. It takes a lot more than just changing things inside ONAP.
Yeah. So Victor, are you good with that update?
I think if I understand correctly from Ting, that we can put the sub bullet as a main bullet, right, and list soldier 4, soldier 1, and hit as a sub bullet as an example. And also we add the R2DM also as an example.
Yeah. And I think later on when we have, my thinking is to we go offline, work on building a wiki page, and then Andy can update this bullet with a wiki link that, you know, what feature we recommend to support for Casablanca from a VNF descriptor, so that the vendor who built it know that what Casablanca is capable to supporting. I think that will help guidance the industry a little bit better.
Does this capture, so what I'm adding is, well, it should be IE. Which SOL 001 items are supported by the internal ONAP data model?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for, right?
We can build a roadmap for that, and this way everybody can plan better. But from the onboarding perspective, we have to keep them the train running. Otherwise,
and then I think this would be good to negotiate with other projects as they build their model and their use case. They can put in, and we can have a better planning, to support them. And I think it would be good
we might actually. Yeah, I agree. So it's not just saying, okay, and this goes back to the point on the previous slide. So it's not just saying, here's what's supported in Casablanca, but oh gosh, there's this thing that's in SOL 001 that'd be nice to support in the future, like in Dublin. Let's start thinking about how we can get that on the roadmap. If we have a component stakeholder in that, that'd be excellent to help us actually evolve the data model and implementation of it, for future releases. Yeah, that's awesome. So Victor, does that look good for you?
Sorry, I'm Shithao. I think what I concern is that I'm okay with this one, but I think we need to maybe move the soldier 4 and soldier 1 something as an example, right? Into the maybe after this, for example, stuff. And also we list the, maybe we can copy, your first bullet in the first sub bullet in the third bullet.
So you want the onboarding package to be good. So are we saying we're not supporting SOL 001 for onboarding, or you'd feel better if we said that the R2 data model is an onboarding option. So do you want the onboarding option explicitly represented here as one of the options for onboarding? Because that's kind of what I was
saying. Listen, if we keep talking about something that the industry doesn't recognize, it's going to be very difficult.
Right, but we have to allow transition to that point, right? Right, Alex. So I think it sounds like Chatel. Well, let me finish. It sounds like Chatel's concern is that part of what they're doing for, or what they're counting on for Casablanca is to have the R2 plus data model represented as an onboarding option for them to do what they need to do in Casablanca. It doesn't mean we don't want to evolve to SOL001, but it sounds like they absolutely need to have that.
Because that's something SDC nowadays already supported, right? We can enhance, but that's something already there. And we can add something, you know, already in SOL001, like 2.5.1, if we think it's required for, you know, Casablanca release, we can definitely add that. But what I wanted to say is that the R2 design time resource, you know, DM already supported in SDC. We cannot say that we get rid of it and totally support a new proposal.
Yeah, I understand the concerns, and I think it gives us a place that we have something implemented for Casablanca. It gives us a path forward because we want to start mapping some of the nice things that are in SOL001, you know, into that model, and then maybe for Dublin we could look at, well, how do we replace the onboarding package from being the R2 package to be enough descriptor to being the SOL001 descriptor.
We need to balance what we do against the adoption of ONAP by VNF suppliers. And
okay, so Alex, we even said multiple onboarding options are going to be supported, right? So let me explicitly say that even in Anatoly's initial presentation, you know, he said there's multiple onboarding options, right, including the internal model. Yeah.
Understood, but SDC today does not support multiple models, only supports one.
But it supports two. It supports the heat and this R2 data model, right?
Sure, but when it comes to Tosca, it doesn't know how to support different flavors.
I think in Casablanca release, I think definitely we were not, you know, exactly use the same model as R2DM, and also not exactly, you know, SOL001, 2.51,
yes,
which is based on those requirements. And those two, you know, like R2 and SOL001, 2.51, just a reference, right? They are just a reference, and we were many... based on the requirement, and those two, I don't think those two has very, you know, big difference. They just, you know, enhancement and extension. We can list like this, or we can say that we were based on the IAM requirement and a reference, so there one, and also R2 design time resource DM, and I also hate.
I think that for this recommendation, at least, you know, in the scope of this recommendation for TSC, we should proclaim SOL001 of some specific version of it as a target or a goal model, like final implementation, and the ONAP R2 design time model, the starting point, and then just to proclaim that there will be defined some transition paths with each step well described and agreed on the side on the parties, and maybe that's the best wording we can get right now.
So I think I would argue for each release we issue a set of release notes that say that really talk about deviations from SOL1 and extensions to SOL1. If we can do that for each release, then we can guide the development of the VNFDs.
So what I heard Anatoly say is that we want to support a transition to SOL001 VNF data model, right? And this first bullet, kind of first dashed item, kind of sets the stage for that. So are we saying we're not supporting SOL001 as part of Casablanca?
No, we should say that we are, and
yeah, I think we should still say that, but then I think the caveat is that we're supporting the initial transition to it.
Well, Andy, another point, okay, is that we actually have two different lines of support. Okay, one thing is support modeling, and another thing is support, you know, on the implementation level, like making all ONAP components to understand what we model. So
right, this is the onboarding piece part.
So the onboarding.
It's about onboarding bullets, main bullets. So it's the whole context in the onboarding context.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just be very clear so no one misreads.
Okay. Agree. Sorry.
Supporting initial, because really supporting initial transition, it's covered by the first sub bullet. The first sub bullet identifying what Casablanca can support clearly. And anything that Casablanca don't support, it's out of the question. It can be implemented or not. Now, I'm okay to put what Qitao suggests, but as a sub-bullet, because it's important to reconfirm all member that we're not throwing away, we should or shall not throw away the R2 data model that we built for Beijing. I mean, that's to me, my mind, that's always a default work. We don't throw things away just for the sake of throw things away. So adding that to reconfirm, I think it's as a sub bullet, it's more important.
So support initial transition.
Hello, I need to go down, but before I go offline, because this time already expired, but before I go offline, I just want comments for these slides. The first page says principles, but the modeling subcommittee has already officially signed modeling subcommittee principles. So I think this is a kind of duplicated work. I think we better to look at the
This is focused on the VNF descriptor data model principles.
That includes this part as well, right? So just
I can change the title from principles to motivation or something, if that helps.
Or agreement, if we have it. So where did we end up here, guys?
Where we ended up, I believe, is we're acknowledging multiple onboarding options that were supporting the initial transition of the R2 data model to Sol001 for onboarding, and that we're going to be doing so by mapping the features of the onboarding model, which items in Sol001 are supported by the internal model. That we acknowledge that we have a separate internal model that's based on or guided by the Sol001, the R2 plus design time data model, plus the SDCA ID, and then the R3 information model, and that we're going to maintain the mapping as we develop.
So Andy, when I read this bullet, what we're saying is that in Casablanca there will be at least two data model that vendor can submit in. One is based on Sol1 and the other one based on Sol2. Based on R2 design time DM.
Plus heat.
Yeah, so it'll be three. Why are we having two model of Tosca based on Sol1? One based on the spec and the other one kind of like not based on spec.
Hey guys, get rid of the one that's not based on a spec. It's there's minimal impact.
So if we take this out, right? I'm just taking this out for now. Oops. I didn't mean to do that.
I think that's true. Nobody want to have two Tosca module on board.
Well, forget what we want, Chitao. It's not supported by SDC, and Michael is not going to put that support in. It's one or the other. Pick one. But what we should say is that we're basing the model on 251, with the following extensions and the following deviations. That's all we need to do is list deviations for each release, right? And deviations will be, in some cases, limiting, and in other cases, well, they will extend what's there. But let's describe what it is. And maybe we will never get to 2.5.2 Sol.01 pure, but at least we would describe the deviation.
Okay, so we say we're basing the task onboarding model on Sol.04.001.
Plus ONAP specific extensions / deviations and heat.
Well, then we say this, support the initial transition, right? And then we say the mapping.
Before initial transition, it should be well-documented differences between Sol.001 and what we actually accept for onboarding. So maybe just another bullet, you know, before we start.
And wait till we go digging into the rest of the use cases when we translate them into Tosca, right? We'll find 15 other things.
What do you exactly want to say in that first dash there? And we'll document what?
The differences between Sol.001 and the model actually accepted for supported for onboarding should be well documented.
That's what I was saying, Andy.
And the release note notes will reflect the achieved points, or something like that.
And these are, I wouldn't call them differences. I would call them deviations. Right, because differences is kind of basically saying we end up with something completely different, and deviations mean that.
Oh, it's mapping.
Yeah, well, it's not really mapping, right? You know what we're really saying.
But do you think people are going to understand mapping better?
Let me make it very plain. Our goal is to support Sol.01 unmodified. But as we can't do that right away, so we will approach that eventually as much as close as we can. But along the way, we will always have a set of deltas, and those are the deltas that we need to document for each release.
Whatever. And that's the third sub bullets. Third sub bullet cover all those.
It does.
To me, we are going to build something based on spec. And we know development time take time, and there's a roadmap for development time. And as we work through, and we work through all the different projects, they will tell us their development time to support certain things. And then we identify them, and we build it as we progress. You know, and of course, you know, we will be based on R2 that we built from last couple months ago.
Okay, so I think it's covered.
Everybody happy? Everybody will sign their name and blood?
Chital, do we have... do you agree?
I think what I wanted to understand is based on, like, you know, what I understand is that, at least from my understanding, you know, if we wanted to say that we want a Casablanca release of SDC, right, support the whole document, like Sol.01, 2.5.1, I really doubt about that. We can only support, you know, part of the, you know, the Sol.01 spec.
So what I did is I said base the task onboarding model on Sol.001, and then, you know, we identify that we're supporting the transition based on the R2 data model, right, to Sol.001, and then we're identifying which specific features of Sol.001 and additions that ONAP will be supported. So we're going to identify that mapping.
So just to test that, Chital, VCP use case will not work without certain deviations from the Sol.01 spec. And so some of them are covered inside the new version of the Sol spec, and some of them are not. Those that are not will be extensions that we will document for Casablanca release. The rest we will use as proclaimed by CMFV.
I agree with that, but my understanding about the, you know, the working principle is that, you know, that like ISDC already has those kind of you know, code, right, already there, right?
Not and everything. They have some not requirement. Everything. They have everything except the cloud init, I think. Whatever they have, we will use. Whatever they don't have, we will.
But I get the answer from Victor is different. I think from the answer from Victor is that what do you say, the inject file, right? Inject file already there in SDC.
Okay, if it's there, then it's there, and we document that as either as a deviation from SolSpec for Casablanca, or we'll find the equivalent feature in that. And I'm sorry, so a deviation from Sol1.
Because we already have the work for the resource IAM part, right? So for the resource IAM part, they define the requirement, and those requirements, I understand that those requirements are not 100 same with the i511, right? So that's the real requirement for the Casablanca release, and we already has part of the code for SDC. So my understanding from open source is that we should, based on the requirement and also based on the existing code, and then for the solution we may, you know, based on the latest SOL01, but I think the most important thing is the requirement. It's the
S3. You're splitting hairs, right? Because at the end of the day, we've made a community statement that we want to move towards a standards-based operating model. Like, this is why you and
that,
I...
That I don't know what's the purpose, you know, we discuss about those information module, like for resource and for...
Because we know that the information model also needs to cover some of these extensions, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Please,
I was just going to summarize, Chetal. So we did identify that for onboarding, we want to evolve toward a standardized based approach on Sol001. For release 2, that we're supporting initial transition in that direction by utilizing the R2 design time data model for onboarding, right? Identifying any differences, also identifying any additions, right? Differences or additions that are necessary. And that we're going to document that. I think that's what we're saying. So for onboarding, I think it supports what you've been saying. We're not certainly, you know, it doesn't sound like we can even get SDC to say that they'll completely onboard Sol001 as it is today. But let's at least start identifying. Here's the direction we're moving. Here's how what we're doing in Casablanca maps to that direction. And that's what we're really trying to do. And also saying that, you know, as ONAP, as we evolve to a standardized based onboarding model as ONAP, we're also going to have an internal model for representing, you know, our needs for VNF descriptors to make our use cases work, to make our features and functionality and model driven system work properly. So we're not saying, you know, don't use the R2 data model. We are saying, you know, R2 data model is actually going to kind of be the basis of what we're onboarding in Casablanca from a task perspective. But we need to understand, you know, how it applies or how it's supporting Sol001.
The HPA work part 2 will not work without the data 2 plus changes, or the DM 2 plus changes, right? So that's why we put them into SDC at the end of Beijing, right? So now we have to use them, but some of those changes represent a deviation from Sol01 spec, potentially. If they do, then we will document them. And if they don't represent a change, then we'll leave them alone.
Yeah, of course I understand that. My own concern, you know, is that we, like for example, Sol01 version 2.5.1 even haven't been published, and as a reporter, I definitely know that you know, the publication date of, 2.5.1 were beyond the deadline for the S3.
So after changes,
is this like a recommendation? We directly see that we were based on a future version which were released you cannot say you based on something in the future and you don't even know what will be in that standard. Oops. Because Casablanca is an open source, right? You cannot say I gotta, in July, I wanna implement something, but I will implement something based on something will be published on something like November. I don't understand.
I don't know where the conversation is going, but be realistic. I mean, we all work. If you're going to sit and wait until something published, then you might as well wait until next year to get the code working. So what we need we need to work on something.
Because here is the Casablanca release, right? But Casablanca release, I want to ask you a question. What is the deadline for modeling for Casablanca release? What is the deadline? M3, right? Do you think 2.5.1 will be available?
It's whatever the date that M3 is, there is a workable model exists in Etsy website.
But that's not 2.5.1,
right? May not be published or approved, but it is
let's just go to what we need to do. So our next steps are, number one, provide a VNF onboarding model for ONAP R3. And we say based on SOL001, but we need to have that model by the M2 freeze and finalize it by M3. So that's one of our goals. And the other goal is to have our internal design time data model by M2 model freeze and finalized by M3. So we are going to be documenting these models, right, as far as what's built for Casablanca.
So may I jump in here? So may I understand? So for R2 onboarding, so we have already support R2 DM. Is this proposal to change that?
No. So maybe can I ask a question before that to answer this question? So Andy, can you go back to last slide, the sure. Page 3?
Yep.
So in bullet 1.2 that you stated that support initial translation to about to design resource data model to SOL1. I didn't care about the latest version or the version. So first thing I think is, I don't think that as I presented before, SOL1 cannot totally satisfy our ONAP requirements. So first I think we must make the ONAP as a de facto standard, then we can maybe we can push the ONAP something changes into SOL1. But before this, I think the ONAP R2DM already implemented. Why we just said that data model form building, I think is for the boost period, is not only form building, right? Because the R2 data model already implemented in as an internal model, right?
But the only changes we made, let's be very clear, right? Because we need to, and we do need to fix this, right? But what we've done so far is we've taken the R2 data model, R2 plus data model, and in Beijing, what we've done is we've built some VNFs for VFC that are based on that VNF template.
Not only for VFCs. So Alex, if you check the demo that we published, that all the specification, all the codes, that everything that not only for VFC, that boost onboarding and the internal model SDC and ENA already works, and ISO works, VFC works, ENA works, SDC works. That should be the internal model. It's not only the onboarding model.
Okay, so again, what they do inside SDC.
So I just wonder that where we just limit is the R2DM as the unbounded DM. Because we already implemented
full open source. No. The R3DM, there's two R3DMs, right? And that's what this next step was trying to illustrate, that there's an onboarding data model and then there's an internal data model. And yes, the two need to be mapped, but there's things on the onboarding, in the internal model that you're not going to build in the onboarding model, right?
Yes, what I see is two parts. One is that my proposing is that the R2DM is for not only for modeling, I think both for the internal model. The second is we must
not true. Make it. I mean, come on, this is fantasy land, right? We know that SDC changes what we give them.
Yes.
We know that they change it, Victor. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I'm not upset at you. I'm just saying. Look, we give them a model, they ingest it, and then they do with it what they want to do with it.
I just want to from a developer perspective, that we already implement this. We can still working on this. We do not need to create a new. I'm not seeing that we cannot have an intern model. I mean the intern model should be based on the work that we already done.
For backward compatibility, right?
We said the internal data model is going to be based on the R2 plus design time data model clean version.
So if backward compatibility is an issue, right? We know that in order to support potentially other use cases like the VCPE and the load balancer and the firewall and a CCVPN and other things will convert to Tosca. We'll need to at least start with what we need for the VCP use case. And again, that has already been codified in the DM R2 plus. And again, all of that has been already put into the SDC. I don't think we're talking about taking stuff out. I think what we're talking about doing is further refining and aligning that model with Sol 01 where possible. And if not possible, leaving things alone.
Yeah, I agree with you that we can refine this.
I just want to be very clear. If this is not the case, then you know we will throw away the HPA work. We will throw away a whole bunch of other stuff. It has to work this way.
Victor, let me give you an example. Victor, hang on. Let me give you an example. You've done some enhancements on R2 support boot data or VL, virtual link profile. You add those extensions to help ONAP. Etsy didn't have it. Now, in this release, Etsy now has all those updates based on ONAP suggestions. In your code, in our code for release 3, we will build based on 251 on this two part. I'm just giving you an example. Now, Let me finish. The code that you extend on user data, we don't say you just mark it and delete and took it out from the code base. You can mark it as preliminary or beginning to phase out. There's a replacement for that. So we never gonna say we're gonna take something out. So you can implement now as people implement, and there is a migration plan that always there is a migration. Once the codes exist, we will mark certain data that has a certain stereotype, go from preliminary or experimental to deprecate or obsolete. That's another discussion we need. But you understand the evolution of this.
Yeah, I understand. I also agree with you that I also happy to see that the changes that we enhanced in ONAP that already accepted in Etsy. So on. So I think it's great. But what I see is not, and I'm not seeing that we cannot follow the so on. I'm seeing that, the bullet 1.2, the statement, I think the is not in the initial transition from only about 2DM to so on data for onboarding. MC is not for onboarding, not only for onboarding, but also for the, that is Antonio's diagram before. That I mean also includes the orchestration and the operation, not only for onboarding. That's
so,
my
so,
mean. I'm not seeing.
So, all right. So we have two bullets, right? We have one bullet here for onboarding, and we have this bullet here for the internal model, right? So, and right, we did
so,
say
so
the
internal
Andy
model
asked, got also guided by SOL 001 and the R2 plus design time data model. So,
Andy,
so we did address that.
No, you didn't address the Victor's comment. I think I heard from Victor is, he said it should not be just guided. He said ONAP R2 design time resource data modeling clean room should be a starting point for the ONAP R3 resource data modeling internal model. That's his comment I heard. So he didn't address
how could it not be the case? I mean, it would have to be the case.
Because Alex, I heard from the coders, they said, I already implement R2 data modeling. For the R3, he wants to continue based on what he coded before. And just as a starting point, this should be documented here. That's what I heard from him, Alex. Okay. That could not
so, and Anatoly, the- Anatoly, do you agree with that?
Well, guided is wording for me is common enough
right.
That can bridge.
No, but Anatoly, let's be very clear, enough, right? Yeah. You can't take something that you built in R2 and say, okay, we'll just keep on moving this way. Because again, there's some very specific semantics.
Keep on moving, okay. Definitely not. Keep on moving, definitely not. Not would not be the words I would choose. Okay, for this one, it's not.
Okay, so I think the expectation is very simple from those of us that that are involved in the onboarding part of the equation. What we'd like to see is that as a starting point for what needs to be translated, okay. And then how you translate it and what you use internally to represent it, as long as you preserve the semantics, right, correctly, I don't think we care that much. But what we do care about is that when you see an R2 plus data model, that you don't just throw it away and say, oh, this will never work.
Is that sub-bullet number two on this bullet?
Yeah, so right here. Right here for the internal model, right? So what I added here is that the R2 plus design time data model clean version is going to be used as a starting point for the internal data model. If we're good with that, I think we're all agreeing.
Yeah, the litmus test will be to take a VCP use case, run it in Casablanca, and the VNF descriptor for that is actually based on what we've sent to Anatoly. And which is R2 plus data model. If we can run that VNF descriptor in Casablanca, we've succeeded. And that's the target that we should be working towards.
Right.
So Alex, so, maybe I can ask.
Well, Victor, are you good with that? And Anatoly, do you agree with that? Let's just get to this point real quick. So are we agreeing that the R2 plus design time
data model as a starting point
for the internal model? Okay.
I like this as starting point addition. I like maintain mapping to internal ONAP with these two.
So Lin Hao sent you, I believe, a template as a starting point. So we'll start with that. And then, we need to double check and make sure it's correct, but it was based on the R2 plus model.
And just to advance here, Victor, so does that address your concern? And Deng Wei?
Yes. So maybe I think more clear is that. So if I understand correctly, so and your bullet one is for the statement for the onboarding model, and the bullet three is statement for the
internal model,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
I meant to underline.
So
yes.
Maybe before I agree that maybe I really have some confusion that about the galaxy only Alex saying that you are saying that if you want to still working on the R2DM for VCP use case, that is if assumption that you still assumption that VCP use case use R2DM at the onboarding stage, right?
So here's what I know. I know that there are four changes that were required for the VC from the standard, you know, SOL model in order for VCP to run correctly. Those were changes were part of the R2 plus data model. As far as I know, those four changes made their way into the SDC supported model. And all I'm saying is principle of least astonishment says that I shouldn't be surprised if it, you know, if that's what we started with, that's what will continue.
So let me finish that. So what I see in that, if you suppose we have two assumptions, that first, if we're still working on the R2DM for the HP extension, that for example, not a HP, VCP extension, that R2DM as the internal model, that we can still work on this. If you don't use R2DM as an internal model, as a starting point, that I think we do not need to extend the R2DM for the VCP use case. You can, because you already have the transition between onboarding model into the internal model. So that's what's a confusion.
Again, Victor, whether you like it or not, the internal representation of what we ingest into SDC is different. Okay? It's different. I can't change that. It's different. All I can do is basically make a contract with the SDC team that says that if I hand them a VNF template that is based in to some great degree on SOL 01 with some maybe deviations that we all agree on, but if I hand them that template, they will honor and respect the semantic meaning of that template. That's all I can hope for. I can't make anyone change the code. And I don't think we should
anyway. Yeah. Anyway, currently I'm okay with the statement. Anyway,
okay. The Victor, I think the statement here is only a bracket. I think I heard your strong voice is you would like to have the R2 design resource clean version must be a starting point in the beginning of this sentence, and then the comma guided by ASCII, VFD or the others. The sentence should be must be the starting point.
I'll be even stronger than that. I'll say starting point.
Andy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I feel that the first bullet should cover the onboarding model, okay, with all its complications and variations and deviations and what have we, okay? And this bullet of internal model, okay, should just mention it, this first bullet, as onboarding model. That's all, without getting into any specifics, because we fight so long around these specifics. Let's have once place for these specifics, and then just address this place, refer to it, and that's it. Just onboarding model on the across the sort bullet, and that's it.
So what you're saying is that the general statement is that you will onboard, you will ingest, and support instantiation based on the model in bullet one.
Yes.
Okay. Can we say that somewhere?
Let's do it.
So we are going to say the starting point is the R2 plus data model, right? And then I think what I'm hearing is that the internal model.
Maybe, you know, the starting point is, you mean there's a starting point
for the Casablanca internal model?
You know, we have two starting points. We have starting point for the onboarding model, and we have a starting point for the internal model.
This is the internal model.
So the internal model, you know, the status of the internal model is that we actually have two internal models. So maybe the starting point is that we,
I think this is good. I think if we say we're starting with the R2 plus design time data model, I think that's good, but we also recognize that we need to be guided by the Sol001. We need to be guided by the SDC Tosca AID.
Maybe keeping in mind some booking model or something.
Model.
But here, just substitute this ETSI Sol001 and so on by just onboarded model. Okay.
RDI model.
Onboarding model. Yeah, and then just get rid of Sol001 here because it's already been mentioned.
Well, I guess you're saying we reference to that, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because we don't want to replicate everything up there. Okay. Victor, are you good with that? Because now we explicitly stated the starting point. We say what we're being guided by. We said we're going to maintain the mapping to the internal model to the onboarding model. I think I like it. Victor, you're good?
So maybe so the starting point for what? For internal model or for the...
Yeah.
For the internal model.
Yeah, we'll see. I got to type better, sorry.
Yeah, so...
A model.
Yes.
Data model.
Okay, so... Right. So...
Maybe it should be in plural. Just models of ONAP R2 designed.
Well, let's just start here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's okay, good because I think we're saying we're acknowledging the good work that was done before. We're using that as a starting point, and you know, and any changes to it, we need to definitely vet and discuss in more detail.
Can we add that sentence? Like any changes should be discussed and validated.
And it might have one more. I think the words design time and runtime in this context is really about internal model of runtime. The design time is more in the context of onboarding. So I would just remove the word design time.
No. I don't think we could do that because there's embellishment happening in SDC.
You know, because
it's different. So we have,
for example, composition.
We have to differentiate.
I got it. Yeah. I'll withdraw my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thanks.
Embellishment.
Yes, just for this question, Andy, I think we discussed that, and you were give some explanation about the design time and runtime, right? Do you have those?
Yeah, so I included in as a backup slide here. We did go through this, and this is based on what was vetted and it's already documented in the VNF requirements document. This is the exact diagram.
Okay, thanks. I will read that. Okay, we don't need to spend time for this.
And it's only supplemental information. It's not.
Yes. One more suggestion that from the actual experience, I verified that. I suggest that we add one sentence after the starting point sentence that. We should verify and validate the parts that we added. We should verify and validate it.
What do you mean by verify and validate?
Because we already as R2DM as a starting point, anything we added on the R2DM, we should verify it. I mean,
or let's say.
So any changes to the R2DM?
Yep, that's where I'm going. we'll just say to the internal data.
Discussed, agreed, or validated by the community.
Yeah, I think similar. We discussed a verified SDC and SDC and other project.
for me, it goes without saying. It's strange to me that we have to specify it. It's like
absolutely.
The open source project. Once we have our internal model, we can just, that's what we do. We collaborate. So I don't know whether it's worth to put it here. Okay.
Yeah, we not should. Not problem, we should always do that. But let's just say. Okay.
So Andy, I think he's saying any update to the internal R2 data model. I mean,
no, but it's not the R2. It's going to be the it's going to be the R3 data model now, right? So we're starting with the R2. So as we're developing the R3, you know, data model, that these changes need to be discussed and agreed upon.
No, I think his point is any update to the R2 data modeling can be worn. Need to be discussed and agreed by the community.
Yeah, I think because we already agree this, so maybe the R3 result data model is already R2 data model. So we just have the version.
Yeah, let's just say the internal NAP R3 resource data model updates. We already said it's based on started point at R2, right? So any updates need to be discussed and agreed upon by the community.
Yeah, and maybe I really need to say this. You know, I feel that maybe this statement about need to discuss things in the community just comes out of a fear that the whole internal model thing is just intended to exclude the Etsy folks from the discussion. Okay, the intention is absolutely the opposite. Okay, it's just to untie the hands of the whole community and to let everyone to contribute their connectivity and creativity to the discussion of the internal data model, not being coupled so strongly with you know, with Etsy formats and with Etsy things, just to let the people fly. That's the intention.
The idea is to involve the entire community and.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but guys, again, you know, there's the point of view of the VNF suppliers, which Intel takes, and I think we're all looking for some normative way of specifying things. So we can untie the hands and do whatever, but I think there have already been some agreements in a different place about what VNFs should be specified as, at least from the VNF packaging perspective.
We're talking about the internal model. It's
just the internal model.
Guys,
can I jump in?
We waste almost an hour and a half on this. Please remove that bullet. Now I can tell, we can put the recommendation, because it's strange to recommend that we're going to be discussed and agree. Make us like dysfunctional group of people. Sorry.
I agree. I'm glad we have the discussion around it, though.
I would say what we can do is we will have an action that we document all the agree, what we agree and what we didn't agree. We can have a wiki page to document so all the project can follow. That I can say recommend that we're moving forward, that we can document things that we agree.
Good boy thing.
That does the same thing, but that's how we accomplish it. So that's good.
All right.
Victor, you're good with that?
In what way support this?
That's the last question. Huawei, do we have your support of this contribution? As a co-signer. I'm saving this right now, by the way.
why insist to add this sentence is that we can discuss anything, we can add anything, but from the experience in R2, I cannot promise that we could implement this. So that's why I insist on add this sentence here. We should discuss, and we should implement based on.
But that's a process issue, Victor, and then we can raise it up at the modeling committee and have then we to have enforced process to all members. But listen, this is a technical discussions and technical recommendation, let's not put any kind of weird recommendations of processes. You know, unless we have something really crucial.
Tin, so I think the Victor's point, I'm kind of a translator here. So I think the Tin's proposal is for the internal model first bullet. He's still insist to propose to add the in the end of the sentence by saying any changes to the R2DM need to be discussed, validated, and agreed by the community. That's his suggestion to agree with this page. That's Victor's point I heard. So if we cannot, then probably I think we cannot discuss today. We have to discuss tomorrow.
Well, so it's rough consensus then, right? We can't go on forever.
It's already written in the slide, but then later been removed, so he had to be added back, right? So
so what we said is we're going to document the internal R3 data model updates and changes and share with community for consensus. I mean, I think that addresses the point.
No, didn't address. His address is he would like to say what he implemented in R2, any changes to the R2 need to be discussed and validated and agreed by the community. That's
well, isn't that what we're saying though? Because we said we're starting with the R2 data model. We said we're taking that as our initial point, right? We agreed on that. And we also said that we're going to be documenting any changes or updates to it and sharing those updates and changes with the community for consensus.
So let me try that's the same thing. Let me try it this way. From an ONAP perspective, based on the ONAP architecture, not the Etsy Nano architecture, it's a three-model show. There's onboarding, there's design time, and then there's instantiation time, a runtime. Just you have to deal with that. That's just architectural differences. So what we proposed together with Victor and everybody else at the end of release 2 is a version of the onboarding model. And to the extent that it's going to change, the community needs to be aware of that because everybody's going to start using it. What we do internally is, again, going to be based on that as a starting point, but it will evolve. And as it evolves, all the VNF components that are, I'm sorry, ONAP components that are impacted by the internal model changes will have to go through the M1 and M2 planning cycle and see how they support those if the community agrees to the changes that need to be made.
Right. And that's why we added this touch point and identifying the components that are consuming the model, which parts, because we do need to understand, even if we make changes for the future for Dublin, we need to get buy-in from the components that they're going to build it. Otherwise, it's useless. So, I think we all agree. We want the model to be implementable and built. That's our goal. It's all of our goals. I mean.
So maybe it's great that for you already have this statement, but I think it's too late for us, and we already have a few.
Right, Victor, I understand. Yeah. So Andy, can I summarize here? So there's still one issue hasn't been agreed yet. The Victor, as an R2 implementer, he is proposing to add in the first bullet, end of the bullet. By saying any change to the R2DM need to be discussed and agreed by the community. So this has not been agreed. Can you bring this to the modeling subcommittee tomorrow? Then we can discuss and make a group.
Okay. I have a problem.
Because we cannot discuss now. It's midnight. It's in China already. We spent 2 hours here. It's already midnight.
I have a problem with the term with implementer. Most of this model is actually being implemented in the VNF SDK as part of the HPA project. If we're talking about what we submitted to SDC, that's just one little part of the implementation. And we need to acknowledge
So Alex, if you check the code, that VNF SDK for the VM package part is just very little. The VNF SDK validator, the parser is from real. They get the real description, just pass that. So they didn't care about the semantic of the VNF descriptor. So what we need to understand?
The internal obviously cares about the semantics of the VNF descriptor, because if it changes, then a lot of other things related to HPA change.
Alex, I think that we do not have time to discuss this.
Yeah, already. We don't have time. I got to run to my next meeting as well, and I apologize for keeping you guys.
I would really hope that Huawei would strongly consider the wording we have here as leading to that, because I think we have captured that behavior, right? Yeah. I don't think it's an issue, because I think we've already kind of said that we're sharing any updates to the model with the community for consensus. So I think we've captured that. We don't want this. We don't want this presentation to seem dysfunctional when we present it to the TSC. We want it to seem like a good consensus forward, and that we're all kind of working together. And that's what we should be doing, is working together. And it's a shame that we can't reach agreement that we can actually walk hand in hand and work together.
Yeah. So it's a shame
we are. Because we have
you added his comment to the pen sentence, and then we can
My problem with adding that comment is we're developing an R3 data model, right?
Let's discuss tomorrow. I hope we can finalize this tomorrow.
I ask Huawei, please sleep on this. Please examine your conscience, and please understand how you can better work with the community in evolving this model forward.
Yeah,
we
are hoping.
So please sleep on that and consider that this evening.
Yeah, we propose the suggestions. Unfortunately, I think Victor's suggestion as an implementer hasn't been agreed. So let's discuss tomorrow, okay? It's too late for us.
Okay, we also have Netcracker signed on board now, too, so I will add them. So thank you all. This has been useful. I think we've helped progress the discussion and at least understand what the concerns are.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night, whoever is going to have a night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.